Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible, not the broadcast. I pray you through the Bible, verse by verse. Hey, did you know that this is the 892nd episode of Pray Every Day? Is that not amazing? Let's celebrate that together. God has sustained this, and I still have a voice after all of these prayers, and so I'm just super grateful that I have the privilege. It truly is an honor and privilege to pray for you. You bear the image of the Almighty God. You are worth being prayed for, and you are so very loved. all right, so we are in Acts 7, verses 23 through 34. And this is what it says in the ESV, English Standard Version of the Bible. It says this, when he, and he's talking, this is Stephen again, talking about Moses now. When he, Moses, was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brothers, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them being wronged, he defended the oppressed man and avenged him by striking down the Egyptian. He supposed that his brothers would understand that God was giving them salvation by his hand, but they did not understand. And on the following day, he accepted to them as they were quarreling and tried to reconcile them, saying, "Men, you are brothers. Why do you wrong each other?" But the man who was wronging his neighbor thrust him aside, saying, "Who made you a ruler and judge over us? Do you want to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" And at this retort, Moses fled and became an exile in the land of Midian, where he became the father of two sons. Now, when 40 years had passed, an angel appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai in a flame, in a fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he was amazed at the sight. And as he drew near to look, there came a voice of the Lord. "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob." And Moses trembled and did not dare to look. Then the Lord said to him, "Take off the sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. I have truly seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their groaning, and have come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send you to Egypt." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, as my words are faltering as I'm praying this today, I pray for strength for my friends today who are also feeling the weight of faltering, of maybe making a gigantic mistake or a sin or something that they regret. Look at this beautiful passage about Moses, and Stephen is talking so eloquently about something that's actually quite large. Moses had decided that he was going to deliver the people, and he did it in his own strength, and things went horribly wrong. And the consequence was the same amount of his lifetime spent in the wilderness. So 40 years up until the point of him trying to deliver the people of Israel. And then the pivot is that moment where he kills the Egyptian, and then 40 more years in the wilderness. And Lord, I just pray that this would help us to understand and persevere, as I prayed yesterday, this perseverance, that sometimes our ministry, we try to grab it with our hands, or we think we're owed it, or we just try to, things don't happen in the way we want to, so we just make it happen instead of waiting on you. And this is a cautionary tale for those of us who like to get things done. And instead, there could be consequences for that, and we may have to wait. But Lord, I pray that you prevent that from happening and help us to see and have wisdom today to wait for the ministry that God gives us. I hope it's not 40 years, but give me that kind of patience to wait for the ministry that you want to give to us, to let you open the doors instead of us trying to force them open, to let you lead the way instead of us charging forward with abandon. Lord, we don't want to be foolish. We want to be wise and understand your will. I know there are folks listening who I feel like, "How long, Lord? How long? I've had this thing in my heart for so long, and yet it seems like my ministry is so small." Lord, you've said, I think it was in Zechariah, that we should not despise these days of small beginnings. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to be faithful in little so that you can entrust us with much as the time comes. Help us not to force our way into ministry, but to wait back and to stand in the sidelines happily. to be grateful to know that you see us even when no one else does. Help us to have that long obedience. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I appreciate you. And one of the things that you can do to help the podcast is do a little rating or review on iTunes or Spotify or Stitcher or however you're listening to this, maybe on the Alexa skill. And leaving a review just helps other people find it and helps the algorithm and all that kind of stuff. So thanks so much for doing that. And I hope you have an amazing day.